All right, again, say it's good to see each one of you. And thank God for you, and I'm glad you ventured this way this morning. Amen. To be in service, and we're trusting that God will bless you in a tremendous way. Amen. That you will just receive from the Lord all the good things that He, in His provision, has provided for you. Praise God. I want to read this morning in the third chapter of Revelation, and also I want to read in the sixth chapter and also the seventh chapter. And I'm not going to read a whole lot of scriptures in each one of these places, but I want to take a little thought this morning. Let's say the traveling garment and the marriage garment. Amen. Now, that's for the wife, the traveling garment, and for the wedding garment. Amen. Now, the wedding garment is for his wife and her alone, see? Amen. And it don't have to be washed. I want you to notice this. It don't have to get any spots or wrinkles out of it, because it has never been soiled, see? Amen. And we want to deal with that a little bit this morning. And as we begin to talk about this, we will see in the Word of God that the bride that is ultimately, as we have become one with Christ, married to Him, is a special group, a different group from the church age saints that had the garment on where they had to be washed. And Paul spoke of washing of the water and get the spots out. And then we're going into the tribulation period, show you there that there'll be time when you wash your robe and make them white. Amen. Well, now let's get this straight up front. That the bride don't wear a robe. She wear fine linen, clean and white. Amen. But we find in the Word of God there's a lady that's dressed in pure white linen. Pure white linen. Now this pure white linen has never been washed. Amen. Because this pure white linen has never been soiled. And it was reserved in a place where it could not get soiled. Amen. We find in the Word of God that when the seven seals were opened, and all this took place in 63, when the seventh seal was opened, the book in heaven was opened. And out of that book, there came what is termed in Revelation chapter 10 as the little book. And it's only for a certain people. It types out the righteousness. Now, the fine linen is something that we talk about to get in our mind what God has clothed us with. Now, you're not going to be literally dressed in fine linen that you can see, or natural fine linen. Amen. And the other saints are not going to be literally dressed in robes. See? Amen. Because now there's people in the world, different areas I've been, where they do wear like robes, and men and women both basically wear the same type, except a man explained it to me over in when I was in Malaysia. Flowery, something with flowers in it, that's a lady's outfit. But if it got checks or stripes, he says, that's for a man. And there's some striped garments I wouldn't want to wear, would you? Because that's what those that are incarnated wear here a lot of times. Incarcerated. Amen. Or in jail, we're saying. Amen. But they were basically the same thing. I was shocked when I got over there, and I had some people come to my meeting that way, and I told the preacher that I said, that man has a dress on, doesn't he? He laughed at me. He said, I wear that around home, he says, you know. And he explained the difference, how it all worked, you know. But I felt better with my trousers on, see. Amen. But just saying that to let you know, these garments here that's spoken of is to get in our mind and in our spirit the difference, see. Amen. That there is a difference. And we start out with a certain garment, but we end up with the fine linen. Just like when the bride started out under Paul, he was the one who gave the instruction about washing of the water of the word and so on, and went through the church ages. And we see in the church age they had white raiments on, but it says nothing about the fine linen, see. So that's what we want to differentiate the difference, let you see that it's, and let you see what the fine linen is. How many knows what it is before I say? The fine linen, it's the righteousness of the saints. Amen. And it's the righteousness that's given to you from the Lord, see. Amen. And He took our sins and gave us His righteousness. Amen. And when, as we were married to Him, then we become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. We become baptized into His body, and we take on the... and in this earth, Paul said, ye are the body of Christ. By one Spirit, you're baptized into the body of Christ. And as we're baptized into the body of Christ and become one with Him, become married to Him, then we become His wife. And when we become His wife, then all curses are taken off us. There's nothing against us whatsoever. Amen. Because you cannot charge sin against His wife without charging sin against Him, because you're part of Him. You're a member of His body, see. Amen. So, having said that to give us a little basis to work from, I'm going to start here in Revelation chapter 3, and John's writing to the church, and he's telling what the church, as long as in the church ages, what kind of garment they would have, and what he's telling this last day church that have got away from God, see, the Laodicean age. And in this Laodicean age here, this is Revelation 3, this is what it started. This age started about 1906, and it ended some as in this hour as it's come to an end for the bride when the silence in heaven's open over with, and when God sent the prophet messenger and take him off the scene and all that. There's no more messenger left for this age. See, now in the church age there was a messenger for every age. Seven ages, seven church. Then when you get out of the church ages, amen, you come back to the time where it's not a church age messenger, but it's Christ, see. That's why we see the mighty angel come down, which is Christ, in spirit form. Now, I got a question on that. I'll just go ahead before I read this and answer it. It was that Christ coming back then, if He's coming back, He's not on the throne, is He? See, that's what the question was. If He has come back in Revelation 10, then He's not on the throne. See, that has nothing to do with the body of Christ. Amen. Like I've said many times, there's been many saints of God that have had visions of Christ. Amen, and saw Christ, and Christ has spoke to him. Even the great Saint Paul, he said he was in the temple, the Jewish temple, and said, the Lord appeared to me and said, Paul, depart from this place, for they will not receive your testimony. Well, the question can be asked, did Jesus get off the throne and come down here and appear to Paul? No, he ain't going to come back until after the tribulation period over in a bodily form. Amen. Not to this earth. He's going to catch the bride in there. We'll be caught up to meet him in the air, see. Amen. But what we see coming in Revelation chapter 10, it's the spirit. That's why it's called angel. A mighty angel come there. It's Christ in spirit form. It's the anointed word for this time period, see. Amen. So, you might say, Brother Howard, I saw Jesus last night. Well, praise God for it. Amen. But really, a better word would say, I saw Christ. Because Jesus signifies the human flesh more. Amen. So, he could come to many people. Brother Brown said he saw him. He was praying for his daddy. He was all broken up and said, he looked around here, Jesus standing there. And his garment, the wind blowing in his garment and all that. And said, Jesus looked around at him and said, he just passed out. Amen. Well, praise God for that. And I believe it 100%. But Jesus didn't get off the throne, come down here and appear to Brother Brown. But in a visionary form, it was as though he was here. Amen. Brother Claude Loggins, he's passed away now. His family still live in Dawsonville. And told me one day, he said, Brother Junior, I was walking through the chicken house. And I looked around, here's Jesus walking right beside of me. Said, I went through a door, and it wasn't room for but one to get through the door, but he just came on through the walls, walking on beside me. Amen. Well, do I believe it? Yes, I do, because I've had similar experiences. But the point being, Jesus didn't get off the throne, come down, and he won't until he raptures the bride, but then he don't come to earth. You meet him in the air. But Peter told us when he is coming to earth in Acts chapter 3, said he's not coming to earth till God, till the time of restitution, the millennium start, then he's going to come back. Hallelujah. He's going to come back and he's going to rule and reign here for 1,000 years. But meanwhile, can you see the Lord? Well, if it was in God's plan, and I mentioned this before, sister in South Carolina had a vision, and I was up preaching. And forgive me for, bear with me, I'll say, in being repetitious there. Said, I was up preaching, the anointing of God's on me, but said she knows some of the people looking back. And said she said to herself, Sister Margaret Sugar, said she said to herself, that ain't polite, them looking back and Brother Ben preaching. But said her curiosity got the best of her. So in the corner of her eyes, she looked back and said, there sat the Lord Jesus Christ nodding his head as I was preaching the word. Well, did the Lord Jesus come and sit there? Was he sitting there nodding his head? Well, that was a visionary form showing her that we're in the presence of Jesus today, or Christ. Amen. He said, "Where as much as two or three are gathered together." What did he say? "I am in the midst." Amen. Will he make himself visible? Well, it's not likely, but it's possible. How many knows it? Amen. But if he does make himself visible, and you look up here, or I look back there and I see Jesus, I'm seeing a visionary form of Jesus. Amen. Because he's still in heaven. Amen. And the Bible says he's not going to come all the way to earth until the time of restitution. That's the time the millennial start, and then he's going to set his kingdom up right there in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord will go forth from thy all over the world. The Bible says there'll be one king. There'll be one Lord. There'll be one king. And we know his name and we're his wife. Praise God. Amen. It's the name of his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Having said all that now, that clears up, that Jesus will come back, but Christ, that spirit, that's anointed word, amen, just like on the day of Pentecost. Did Jesus come back on the day of Pentecost? Did Christ come back? Why, sure he did. And he's been here almost every service. And I hope every service. Hallelujah. So he just does different manifestations. But here's as the church went into the church ages. I want to read the church ages here. Just show you what they were dressed with in the church. First, I'm going to start with verse 4 of chapter 3 of Revelation. This is dealing with the fifth church age, the Sardis age. Martin Luther was a messenger, and of course, that's where the Lutheran church sprang from, as Martin Luther came and ministered the word. But it says this, in that dark hour, it says, "Thou hast a few name, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments." Now, I want you to know garments. He's talking about several people. Garments. But now the bride, his wife, has one gown. She's dressed in fine linen. But here, everybody had their portion of the Spirit of God, and they were struggling to do what's right, and they met the qualification for God in that hour. Because they were in a journey. They were traveling. The journey started back there when the message came to the Gentiles all the way through. Paul introduced her to Christ, but then she fell away and went into seven church age, and here she's in the journey. Now, this garment here has to be washed. Amen, because when the Lutherans came out and preached, they only believed the just shall live by faith. They didn't believe these things that we have today. But those that were true to the Word that God revealed then went into the ground believing the Word for their hour. Hallelujah. And when Christ comes and resurrects them, everybody that's in the bride will be dressed just alike. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there's one other scripture in 4, and I'm going to have to move on with this. Or chapter 3, rather. It's concerning this last church age. And he said, let me just read up here, starting verse 14. It says, "And the angel of the church of Laodicea," under the angel, see, he's writing to the messenger of the age about the condition of the age. "These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." And of course, that's Christ. We know that. All right, he said, "I counsel, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot." That's talking about the age out here that we're looking at now, not the bride yet. We've come through that time period. But the 16. "I would you cold hot." 15. Now 16. "So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth." And that's exactly what happened to the age. That's why they're doing like they do in the church world. They don't care much about the word at all. He says, verse 17, "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods." That's exactly the way they act. "And have need of nothing," they say, "and knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." In other words, they're naked before God, see? They're blind. That's talking about this Laodicea's religious world we're living in now. But he says, "I counsel thee," he sent a messenger, "I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich." Now watch. "And white raiment," he's talking to an individual, he says, "and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear." And then he says, "Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous and repent." Then he goes on, "I stand at the door and knock," and so on like that. See, you're in a journey. You're coming through the seven church ages. Amen. And the garment has to be washed. Now, he don't call it robe here, and neither does other places. He don't speak of robe. He speak of a garment because they're in a certain age, a certain time period, and as they travel through this time period, they go into the ground. Amen. They're laid away, and when the resurrection time comes, they will come forth first. Amen. And when they come forth first, there'll be a wife of the Lamb that hadn't yet been translated. And she will be dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. And they share with her the fine linen, clean white. See, it's all taking place with a message. Amen. The Bible says the Lord Himself descended heaven with a shout. We've had that in the messenger. It came a shout to woke up this labial seeing age. Amen. Try to call him back to the Word. And when he did, there came forth a group of people. And the Bible says five of them was wise and five of them was foolish. They were all dressed alike, see. There was no difference in the dressing of them. They all looked just alike. But they didn't have on the fine linen, clean and white, see. Amen. They had on a garment, and they were headed for the marriage, see. And as they traveled towards the marriage, amen, some of them realized that they didn't have sufficient oil in their lamps. Amen. Didn't have sufficient revelation. So they asked the bride, give us of your revelation. Give us of your oil. And we got to realize we can't give anybody what we have possess ourselves. Amen. We can tell them where they can get it, say. Amen. It's all in the Word, the revelation. Hallelujah. And there where you get the Word of God, the revelation of God. And as they go, but they, instead of getting it there, they went out to them that buy and sell. And turn on the TV today and listen to some of these preachers and the different places. Amen. People that heard about Brother Brown, they got programs and they got read this book and read that book. And them and Brother Jackson message, quote what Brother Jackson says and quote the... They went different places to get the oil, say. Amen. But they came back without it, say. Amen. And then this time, when they came back, they went and knocked. The Lord has got married by the time they got back. See, that's why it's important to stay with the Word, to believe the Word, to live a dedicated life. Amen. And that's not a put-on. That's just letting Christ live within you. Paul said, I die daily. Amen. Christ live in me. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ. All you got to do is let Christ live His life through you. Amen. And I guarantee you one thing. You'll be the bride of Jesus Christ. You'll be married to Him. Amen. And you'll go up in that rapture. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not that you try to do something. No, Lord, you take my life over and you live through me. Hallelujah. Amen. If he lives through you, you'll be all right. Now, as the rapture takes place, amen, and these that are in the church age, they'll be part of the bride. Now, they'll be his wife, see. Amen. They'll be the part that's laid away in the ground. Amen. All those that are ordained eternal life, they'll come forth. All those that's ordained to be part of his wife, see. Amen. But it leaves you a people that's a good people. That's a saved people. That's a born-again people. But somehow they just don't care about this Word. Amen. Many of them won't even get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many knows it? They won't take on his name. Yet are they saved? That's up to God, see. Amen. I know this. There will be people that are really born again that to get with this Word, stay with this Word, you can't get them to do it. Amen. So they're still in the, like in the church age, they're in the traveling. Amen. See, when the foolish virgin come to ask for oil, the wedding has already taken place. Amen. There'll be awakening, and we're seeing it now, awakening. People waking up. And some would say, hey, I'd like to have some of that oil. I get asked questions all the time. Even when I go to the barber shop and all this, people inquiring about some of these things and stuff. Amen. But that's usually about all they do inquiring. They don't take it much further than that, see. Amen. This has to be given to you of God. How many knows it? Amen. It's the predestination of God. Hallelujah. Ordained. Well, the foolish virgin wise, they look exactly like. And they talk exactly like to start with. Amen. But then as they approach closer and closer to the wedding, amen, the foolish virgin began to realize, hey, you folks got something that we ain't got. And the virgins are those that are called out. Now, virgin means pure, undefiled. Now, somebody say, if you're born again, you'll go in the rapture. That's what a lady told me. Well, she was a Baptist lady. Told me, said, Brother Ben, I believe everybody that's born again will go in the rapture. Well, that's all right to believe it, I guess, if you don't know any better. But when you know better, then you ought to come to the Word. You will if you got that. If you got it, there'll be a hunger and thirst in you to want to know. See, not to argue about things, but want to know the truth. And God has made a way for us to know truth. Amen. Now, as the rapture takes place, let's see why it leaves here. Amen. We go on over into the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. We'll find another group of people here. Now see, I preached the message and I got a call. Man said that message meant more to me. And the message was called the redeemed family of God. Haven't been too long since I preached it. You might want to go back and get it and listen again. Where all these people are redeemed that's born again. But all of them are not the bride. See, and there'll be mortal people that'll go into the millennial reign that haven't even been born again. I'm talking about going into the millennial now. See, the Bible says He'll separate the people when He come to earth as the shepherds separate the sheep from the goat. See, and He'll speak the word of judgment to one group. They'll melt away while they stand on the feet. But there'll be other people He allows to go into the millennium to repopulate the earth during this 1,000 years, see. They'll be the sheep people and they'll live through the millennium, and at the end of the millennium, when the great white throne judgment takes place and all that was born during the millennial reign will be judged as to how they treated what they knew. See, they'll be so good, the devil will be bound. But see, the Bible says He'll be loosed. You read the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. He'll be loosed out of His season for a little, loosed out of His presence for a little season. He'll come up and He'll deceive a multitude like the sand of the shore. Be like it is today. He'll tell them lies so smooth and all. The bride. Now, I'm not talking about the redeemed or the bride or anybody with eternal life. I'm talking about people that was born and raised during the millennial reign. Amen. He'll deceive many of them. Amen. But those that say, I don't care what you say, Satan. I don't care how good this looks. What Satan will be saying to the people, we got this thing all fit. We'll do it twice as good as it be doing now. And there'll be a group. They'll go with Him just as sure as the world. I'm not talking about anybody that's saved or born again. I'm talking about only here about the people that's born and raised in the millennium. See, God is so fair. God is so just. God is so wonderful that He's not going to take in a group of people that's born and raised here and the devil's bound living here. He's not going to take them into eternal life without them being tried. See, everyone goes into eternal life or go through a trial. He will let old Satan be loosed for a little season. How long it is, I don't know. Maybe 40, 50 years, or maybe less or more. I don't know. But it'll be long enough for him to go out and get his programs going and make things look. He'll tell them so many lies. I was tempted to say, just like they do in Washington. But I better not say that again, because they may be listening. Amen. and present something that looks so good, but it never turns out like they say, see? How many knows it? Amen. Now, they're going to burst a nation. Well, it's already there anyway, but we're on something else. But anyway, he'll have an agent. Maybe more than one like this, but he'll be able to present this thing how that he can take the earth and make it better. Like one fellow says, the earth's getting warmer and all this, and never this going to happen. Well, we had the coldest winter. I tell you, God show them what it's going to get warmer now when God's time comes. Amen. But the point is, there'll be a people that will listen to that, just like today. They'll go for it. Amen. But there'll be others say, nope, it don't fit the word. There'll be those that say, it don't matter what they call sexual orientation you got or whatever, and all, let's have equal rights and let's, it don't matter. Put the homosexual and lesbian in the military, it don't matter. Well, there'll be somebody that say it does matter. Amen. Amen. How many knows it? Amen. I know that's very unpopular out here, but I tell you, God's word ain't never been popular, has it? But they'll present such a program to the world that really ain't solid, that don't love Jesus with all their hearts, that's been pretending or just been going along with the crowd. When Satan comes and tries them, they'll go with him just as sure as the world. But thanks God, there'll be a people that God let be born and raised during the millennium that's going to be caretakers of this earth in eternity. And the Bible calls them nations. You read Revelation 21 and 22, the nations. Not saints. The nation of them that saves going to walk in the light. That's it. They'll bring their honor and glory into it. And every time they get a little ill feeling towards one another, amen, if that takes place, all they got to do is come and sit under the shade of the bride tree. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where we go in the parks and all. Amen. We go sit under the shade tree. Amen. They'll bring their honor and glory, amen, into that city, into that realm where the Christ and the saints are, in that realm where it never gets dark. And it never gets dark in the city spiritually now. Amen. Get the interpreted book and just go through. Start with verse chapter 19, 20, 21, and 22. If you don't read it all, read those chapters. And it'll give you such a clear, precise understanding of this, amen, that you'll say, I don't see why everybody can't see this. But everybody can't, because first place, they ain't going to look. Amen. The Bible says John was picked up into heaven and said, I looked, and there was set before me a throne. Some people don't look. Amen. That's what God wants a bride to do. Look and see if this thing is 100% right. But He's already speaking to your heart. It's right. It starts with 6th chapter, verse 9. Now look here. The first four up to verse 9 deals with the seven church age. Then it goes into something else. It says, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. Now, they don't believe in Jesus. Amen. They just believe the Old Testament law, and they'll hold to it, and they still do today. There's the Jews, see, as we just read there, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw on it all the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, not for the testimony of Jesus. and for the testimony which they held. That's what Hitler done. Hitler and Eichmann and all those, I don't know if anybody ever seen Schindler's List and the number of different programs where the Jews were killed and burnt. About 3 million of them, I believe, was burnt and killed and starved to death. And when our soldiers went in there, many of them, they went in to liberate the camps. There was people come out, they couldn't believe what they were looking at. People just skin, looked like skin stretched over bone where they starved them. They began to throw canned goods, canned and whatever they had in the trucks. They began to throw it over the fence. Amen. And they killed them by the millions. All because they were Jews and wouldn't go along with their system. See, and that's coming again in the Great Tribulation period, see. Amen. There's coming another season like that. Amen. That's why Israel will say never again. Never again. I tell you, one of these days things are going to break loose. And that's one thing. I've been so proud of our nation because we've always stood by Israel. But now we want to try to give them a little trouble, everything they do. Cause them to give back some land and stuff that actually not is theirs to begin with, see. And the man asked me about it the other day. I said, if I move out of my house and be gone for a year or 2 years, ever how long I may be gone, and you say nobody lives here, I'm coming getting it myself. And you move in, that don't give you a right to possess it. It's still mine. How many will say amen? So Israel was Israel be drove out of the homeland. Here come all these Arab nations in there, Palestinians they call them and whatever, and took that land, took old Jerusalem. Amen. And now they claim it as their own. And Israel's had to buy back the property and stuff. But now they're building 600 new apartments there. Oh, our government's just fussing and fuming about it and threatening them and whatever, you know. Amen. Yes, they're going to build those and a whole lot more because one of these days they're going to go ahead and take what belongs to them. Just as the church is doing now, she's taking what belongs to her. So this year, saints, I want you to watch now. As we read here, They gave their life for a testimony. And watch now, they're dead now. They've been burnt. They've been killed by the millions just because of the word of God. And now watch what he says, verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not avenge, thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Now, you'll notice Jesus will never be mentioned. Christ will never be mentioned. God has blinded their eyes, and they still look to the God of the Old Testament. Watch what God did for them. They were just souls naked before God. They couldn't claim Jesus. They couldn't claim anything. Amen. But watch what God did for them. Verse 11 says, and white robes. Now, reason I want you to hold that, white robes. Now, this has nothing to do with fine linen that the bride's clothes with. Amen. White robes. Amen. Now, the bride, his wife, is a special group. She's part of him. She is bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, word of his word, and she operates by his mind. These here don't even believe in him. You say, you mean God let them go and not believe in him? Well, see, the reason they don't is this. Romans chapter 11. It says God blinded. They were blinded in part. And for him to take out a people of the Gentiles, he broke that natural branch off the olive tree. How many knows what the Bible says he did? He grafted in a wild olive branch. Hallelujah. He said, take heed, let us believe. Let's don't doubt. But it said, one of these days God will join that natural olive branch back to her own tree, meaning the Jews will see Jesus, accept Christ. There'll be a revival in Israel. Once the bride, he takes his wife to glory, there'll be two prophets come. Amen. and they'll prophesy, turn the water to blood, and smite the earth with curse. Just like Moses did down in Egypt, just like Elijah did. He said, let it be rain until I call for it. A drop of rain didn't fall for 3.5 years. Amen. And the Bible says there in Joel, the pastures will burn up, the fields will burn up, the seed will rotten under a clod. Why? They ain't had a drop of rain because they, the political leaders of Israel signed a covenant with this Antichrist. Amen. And God shut the water supply off, just as He did. And go back and read that in 2 Kings, that where, the original Elijah's here on earth, when Israel sinned against God. That was a prophet said, let there will be no rain till I call for it. Amen. They went about, the king did, hunting for Elijah because he was the one who closed the heavens. Amen. Go get him. Capture him. Whatever you do. They sent 50 men after him one time. I believe Elijah or Elisha. And he said, let fire fall down in heaven divine. Fire fell down, them 50 men just burned up. But finally, one day, he walked out. The old king says, here's the one that has troubled Israel. He said, no, I wasn't one troubled Israel. You have by your false gods and idol gods and so on. Well, here we're dealing with these Jews, see. Amen. God give them white robes. Now watch now. He give them white robes. Was given unto everyone, and it was said unto them that they should rest. A place of rest, just like the church. A place of rest, that they should rest for a little season. It ain't going to be long, meaning since 45, since between 39 and 45 they were killed. It ain't going to be long now. Rest for a little season. All right. A little season until thy fellow servants. Now notice, no words of church, all right. Thy fellow servants and brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. In other words, there's coming another time. That's when the book of Daniel. Oh, if we had the time this morning getting that. We're in the middle of the week. He'll cause a sacrifice. Break the covenant. Them Jews will rebel and they'll start up rising and the old Pope will move. Did I say that? Let's say the Antichrist. The old Antichrist will move his armies in there and kill them and slaughter them just like they did under Hitler. Amen. How many know the soul? Amen. Now these don't have on fine linen, clean white. That fine linen, clean white means there's nothing to get you at all. How could you live a life with nothing against you? He took your sin, and in turn, He gave you His righteousness because you believe the Word, you're His wife, and you have nothing against you whatsoever. Amen. So these had on robes, white robes. Now, let's go a little further now, getting over in the tribulation period. There's another group, and these has to wash the robes. Just like in the church age, they were washing. Washing. In the journey. And we brought it in, I'm sure I'm getting down the road here a bit. When God sent, or Abraham sent his servant to get a bride for his son Isaac, Rebecca, sent him over into another country of people of his kin. They traveled a long journey. I don't know. I haven't checked it out. Maybe I should. Haven't checked it out. See how long it took. It might even took months. I don't know. I think it took Queen of Sheba 3 months, wasn't it, through the desert to get to Solomon. So it might have took some months. She traveled on that dusty camel road, you know. Amen. Yes, she had to wash her garments. Yes, she had to take bath, wash garments. But when she got there, there was a raiment meeting her, waiting for her at the end of the road. We've come to the end of the road. We've come to the end of the trail. Hallelujah. Here's a white raiment, a white garment, clean and white, which is fine linen, and He brings it down from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's eating the little book Amen. You're getting something that hasn't been here before. Amen. Read Revelation 10. The heavens open. Mighty angel brought the book back. And he gave it to John, said, now eat it. John being a type of the married wife to Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Meaning, they got that's righteousness that has never been seen since there was a world. The church ages couldn't have this. They had to wash their robe. Them in the tribulation period can't have this. Amen. But you can have it today. Come to Christ by His Word. Amen. Dedicate your life. Flee away from denominational religion. Amen. Now again, you might say, preacher, can denominational people be saved? I'm not even talking about being saved or not. See, I'm not talking about that. Amen. If anyone washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, ordained to that form of eternity, I'm talking about His wife. That's clothed in fine linen. There'll be people, when we go up, they will keep right on worshiping. They'll keep right on doing what they're doing. They'll keep right on washing their robes. When we are in glory. Amen. Now let's read that in the 7th chapter here. I'm going to skip down. I'll start verse 9 again. John up in picking up in heaven, seeing a vision. He said, and behold, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all, now watch, this ain't Jews here, of all nations, many nations, kindreds, and people, and tongue, stood before the throne and before the Lamb. Watch. Clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. This is a vision. He's sitting now. Not a one of them has on fine linen, clean white. Amen. Now watch as we read further. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their face to worship Him, saying, amen. Somebody asked me one time, said, Ben, how can you say amen so much? Well, I believe one chapter I read where John says, well, amen quite a few times, Paul said too. But it's a praise to God what it is, actually. Saying, amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Two amens in one verse. And one of the elders answered and said unto me, now watch, God's letting one of the elders ask the question so John could, he could let John write him. What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? In other words, who are they and where did they come from? This group here that's dressed in white robes of all nation kin. See, John would have known the brethren, his own people. These are Gentile people. Amen. That went into the tribulation period. Amen. That was born again. Now watch what he said they had to do. John, a smart man. And John said unto him, thou, sir, thou knowest. In other words, you know. You tell me. John, in other words, you tell me who they are. That's what John was saying. Now watch what he said. And he said unto me, these are they that came out of great tribulation. Now everybody watch this, you might underline, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Now the bride don't have no washing to do. If you tried to wash that fine linen, it'd probably ruin. Amen. It's God's own righteousness that He gives you. Praise God. How many sees it? And then he goes on about these. But I'm going to have to move on with this because I'm going to skip over here at the end of the journey. That's in the 19th chapter. And I know you said you've read that so many times. Yes, but the reason I am, it's so important. Now here, I'm in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. Now let's read verses 7 and 8 to spare us of more reading. Now, here John's saying, let us be glad and rejoice. That's where we're at today. And give honor to Him. Now watch. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. And His fiancée, His bride, has made herself ready. Don't say that, do it. Amen. Wife. His wife means she become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. She's baptized into His body. Amen. Paul explained this in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. And he said, this is a great mystery. There's a mystery. He said, but I'm speaking they shall be one flesh and so on. Said, this is a great mystery. But I'm speaking of Christ and the church. Amen. This is a great mystery unraveled to you today. I'm speaking of Christ and His wife. Hallelujah. It don't call it church. It don't call it bride. Amen. But He says His wife. Amen. She don't have to wash a garment. She's not clothed with white robes. Amen. There's a song says, I want to be in that great number clothed in white robes. Well, if you're there, I'll tell you what, you're a lucky person. Amen. But if you're clothed in fine linen, clean and white, amen, you're not lucky. You're special. You're part of Him. You're the body of Christ. You got His mind. You got His attributes and you got His gifts. How many sees it now? Now, let the next verse, watch what it says. His wife has made herself ready. How does she do it? By accepting the message that He sent. Basically, a little book. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. That's what it signifies. Amen. Now notice to her. It was granted to her to be arrayed in fine linen. Now, this robe has never been washed because it's never been soiled. It's been hid away. Just like Abraham, amen, and the family there, when Isaac's wife got, when the bride got back, they erected her a tent, because that's what they did. They erected a tent. And while the word says, while that the Abraham's servant told Isaac all things that happened on the way. And it might have took some time, but Rebecca needed a little time. She had to get in that fine linen. She had to get ready. She had to get a good bath. She had to get that sweet smelling perfume on. She had to get in that garment that's been saved back. It didn't travel on the camel train, mind you. Amen. It was there waiting when she got there. And here the little book was here waiting for us when we got here. Amen. We've arrived. Hallelujah, we become His wife. We're not in the journey washing our robes, trying to get spots out. That's when we're not trying to condemn somebody and do this or do that. We just preach the Word of God. It'll do the job. That's why, and I want to warn you too, don't say this person wasn't saved because they didn't believe exactly what we believe. That ain't so. Amen, because there's going to be a number that no man can number that we see goes into the tribulation period. And they'll have, you know what they'll do? Many of them have to give their life. That's what if you read on the book of Revelation. They'll have to wash their robes. And there's no way for them to get the white garment then. Right now, there's a message. It's an apostolic message bringing the Word of God. Amen. But those that goes into it, they'll gladly give their life. How many knows it? The Bible says they love not their lives unto death. Amen. Well, one of the reasons is it's going to get so bad here. You read about the tribulation period and all, you'll find that there'll come a time it'll get so bad that they'll actually seek death. Amen. In other words, they'll say it'd be better to be dead than live in this mess, this carnage, this that's taking the place. Demons will be turned loose. God will say, okay, you want the devil? You want his ways? Here he is. And the Bible says the bottomless pit will be open. And a great smoke will come up out. Locusts, not natural locusts, demons. And they'll go forth, and it's the reason I know it's demons that turn loose on human flesh. It says it's given the command that they should not hurt any green thing. In other words, locusts now, they'll go into a place like over in the Middle East a while back, had it on you. So many come through, they cleaned up everything, millions of them. Nothing they could do about it. But this year, that's what it'll do human. It'll strip them of all reasoning. They'll go insane. They'll see things. You watch TV today. Or the shows, some of the shows, this is what they got, the Estot or something, that one they just come out to make so much money. I hadn't seen it, and I'm not complaining on it, see. But I see the commercial. Avatar. Look at them demons. You'll see something. An animal come up and fly out there and do this. Well, that's in their mind. See? You've got to have it on your mind. One fellow that does internet, he said, if you can think it, we can do it. And that's what that whole thing's done on computers and stuff like that. Amen. But that's the way them demons will come out. See, they're already causing people to think in a certain direction. But they'll come out and they'll go forth like locusts on the earth. They'll see all kind of hideous things, and they'll cry and they'll scream, they'll pull their hair out, and sing the songs will overflow. And they'll say it's better to be dead than live in this. But don't worry, it won't be long till he'll come back with the wife and clean the place up and start over in the millennium, a new day. Praise God. How many love the Lord now? How many sees the garment? There's a traveling garment the church age saints had on. Amen. All those that was ordained to be the bride for that time period, seven ages, from the time Paul started preaching up till in this time we're living in. Brother Brown was the last one of the seven messengers, brought us through the journey. We're through the journey now. We've got home. And here's this garment get to us. But through the church ages, they would get when they come up. Now, see how just and good God is. He'll raise them up before he change us. And then we'll be changed in a moment. Oh, it gets good. Praise God. And go up in the rapture, see. And then that's when this tribulation and all that'll start going on. Let's go in the rapture, would you say? Don't you say? Amen. How many love the Lord? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you brought your wife through the long journey of the seven church ages. She was wife, she was bride then, she was a fiance, she was a virgin, she was engaged. Lord, but now she has become bone of his bone, your bone, flesh of your flesh. You've given us your mind and we're one. Oh Lord, I pray this morning you'll take this word that you'll use it for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The traveling garment and the arrival garment. Amen. God bless you today. The point is this, how many sees the difference in the fine linen and just the regular garment? How many sees you don't have to wash the fine linen? You can't wash it. It ain't never been soiled. And if you tried to wash it, it'd ruin it. Yeah. That's right.
Too many miles behind me, too many trials are through, too many tears help me to remember there's too much to gain to lose. Too many. many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures awaiting over yonder. There's too much to gain. Burning desert, struggling the right roads to choose. Somewhere up above, there's cool, cool water, and defeat is one word I don't use. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures awaiting over yonder. There's too much to gain. Sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures awaiting over yonder. That's too much to gain to lose. Yes, that's too much to gain.